The world's richest man is set to testify before Congress tomorrow for the first time ever. Jeff Bezos is one of four powerful tech CEOs who will face tough questions from the House Antitrust Subcommittee, along with Apple CEO Tim Cook, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google and its parent company, Alphabet. Let's bring in Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent for Recode. Jason, let's start with Bezos. He's got a lot to answer questions about. This will also be the first time he'll have to respond publicly to that damaging report alleging that Amazon uses data it collects from its own merchants to compete against them, which is something the company has told Congress it doesn't do. How big a moment is this going to be for Bezos and Amazon?
I think it's a really important moment. You know, Jeff is a public figure in many ways, but they have really shielded him from difficult interviews in the 7 years I've covered the company. He's never sat for an extended interview with sort of a regular Amazon beat reporter. And so I think this is the closest thing we're going to get to him sort of having to be publicly responsible and provide public on-the-record comments for some business practices that people just have a lot of questions about.
What do you think he's going to be asked about?
You know, I think there'll be three or four main issues that I'm expecting. One for sure is how Amazon uses data from its own merchants that sell on Amazon to build products to compete against them. Amazon has long said it only uses aggregate data from these sellers about a given product, you know, to inform how they develop their own products. But the Wall Street Journal published a report interviewing former employees saying, you know, actually, we've looked at an individual seller's product and made informed decisions based off of just that. So that for sure will be a topic. Amazon also has been accused of favoring itself and its own business needs ahead of its own merchants in other ways, by how it decides who wins a certain sale with a certain customer in real time. That's algorithmic, but there will be questions about that. And then completely separate, I think we'll see questions about counterfeit and stolen goods on Amazon and how it does or doesn't police that well. And we may even get questions related to its treatment of warehouse associates. That is not sort of traditional antitrust issue, but I'm sure you could make an argument that its power gives it sort of this labor power that allows it to treat warehouse workers in certain ways.
Do you expect this hearing will lead to any actions? We've been hearing calls from both parties to break up big tech for some time now. Is that any closer to actually happening?
I don't think we'll see sort of a direct correlation between, you know, this hearing and, you know, near-term action. But what we will see is a couple of things, potentially. Pressure on the regulators like the FTC or the Department of Justice to enforce actions against these companies based on some perhaps evidence or statements. We may also see them come out with a report after this hearing that says, hey, those antitrust laws that we've had on the books for a century, we need to throw them out or really reinvent them because they were created long before these digital platforms sort of modernized and revolutionized the way commerce, media, and entertainment happen online. And so I think we will see some impact. It just may not be as near term as perhaps some critics would hope.
That is Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent for Recode. We'll be watching. It should be very interesting tomorrow. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.